WIRX.
Yeah! Well, good morning. 7-Eleven, Brock, Hunter.
Showtime.
Apparently, Hunter and I hit the bong this morning.
What is going on, man? Seriously,
though. Off air.
Hear me out, man.
No, let me tell you.
We were talking about, there was this podcast that I was watching. They were talking about the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Maybe in the theater. But apparently, it's about a girl who learns about how she can jump in between her
multiverses and all their
dimensional selves and blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen it. Apparently, it's pretty crazy, but it got us into the conversation.
It's space, man. What is going on?
Like, no, look, we started somewhere, but where, man?
Where?
You know what I learned the other day? And I guess I just assumed, like, scientists knew everything about gravity my whole life. But no, it's like the most mysterious thing in the universe. Like, we have no idea what it is, how to study it.
I tell you what, you'll learn
why
about
it is, where, you know.
You'll learn about gravity real quick. You try breakdancing at 37, buddy. What?
Good point.
Ow!
That's a good point. Because it is definitely apparent here on Mother Earth.
Damn it, gravity. I'm trying to breakdance over here.
You know, I just saw a video the other day there. So different gravities on different planets. And they're saying, it was an animation of a guy jumping on the earth.
Yeah.
And then a guy jumping on the moon and how high you would go. You go like 10 meters high.
Yeah.
And then a guy jumping on Uranus's moon. And he went like 70 meters high.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why that little game that I play all the time, it's like an off-road one on my phone. You always want to get to the moon. That's how you get a lot of points because you get better airtime when you do a sweet jump with your monster truck.
It was like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, what anti-gravity mode where you just go way up in the air. You could do 1,000 tricks.
I did so many kickflips. You see it?
I did a kickflip.
Yeah, well, that's why you got to give Newton credit, man. Here he was, some guy, Apple hit him in the head, and he's like, huh, why did that
happen?
What's going
on with that? That's weird.
Yeah. Ain't nothing else.
It's just a crazy. There's some things in life, like the more quantum physics, the deeper you get into it, Brock, the scarier it gets.
Because we don't understand
it. It creeps me out. I'm like,
yeah.
There's some stuff out there that.
We're living too fast. We're living in this crazy time, space, universe thingy, and we don't understand any of it. None of it. And we never will. We never will.
We've only seen it for 37 years, or 36 for you.
Yeah, crazy. And I'm still trying to figure out why people can't put their effing shopping carts away. I'm not really worried about quantum physics at this
point. Don't you understand what's going on out there? You can't even put your damn shopping cart away.
Son of a bitch. Anyway. All right, well, let's put the bong down for just a minute.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man. You ever seen a dollar bill on weed? We're like John Stewart in Half Baked. That's where we're at right now.
Yep. We'll do it Thursday.
All right. Well, hey, let's get to it now. Enough of the conspiracy theories. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Man, if you need it pumped, I don't know where they pump it from or to, but they pump it, man. Anyway, pump that
pretty
septic.
Good stuff, man.
I'm freaking out, man.
I'm freaking out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about today, and then I'm going to have my little take on today. It's a National Play in the Sand Day. Okay?
Okay.
The worst part about the beach is the effing sand, okay? And don't tell me, oh, I love going to the beach and getting
it gets everywhere.
The sand in between my toes. Dude, I effing hate sand, all right? And I get it. It's beautiful. And it's just all of it's warm and it's by the water. Effing sand is the worst part of the beach.
What is it about the beach and sand that most people are like, ah, I just want to dig a hole?
I don't get it.
Let's just start digging.
Yeah.
And we'll keep digging and we'll dig a deep, deep hole.
Let me tell you what. You dig that
hole. We're going to leave it because I fell in one time and I was pissed off.
You dig that hole and you throw yourself in it, all right? Because that's what I just.
That's what you do. You go to the beach and you dig a hole.
We had family in town and our niece and nephew, I think like 10 and 7 respectively, whatever. Well, the boy wanted to be buried in the sand, and I couldn't think of a worse thing for me as like, and I'm like, oh, you're going to be, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Not to mention, have you ever been buried in sand?
No, and I don't plan on it because it just doesn't sound appealing.
If you get deep enough, it gets scary.
Dude, we so, have,
okay, now I can't move. Now I can't get out. Like, get me out of here.
When you're finding sand in your car in, like, November, January, March, you're like, where is this? How is this? The sand has been here for months.
You can vacuum it out 100 times.
Doesn't matter.
You still find sand in it.
Like, if you could, I don't know how you
would do it. A lot of creases of your body that collect sand, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, dude. We went to the beach like 3 weeks ago. I still got sand in my ass crack, all right? There's still crack sand. And I don't know what to do to get out. I've loofahed. I've showered. It's still in there. It's still in there.
Yeah. You ever messed around with your wife on the beach?
No. I wouldn't do that to her. I wouldn't do that to her. If I'm ever on an adult website and a video pops up like, getting frisky at the beach, I'm like, don't do that. You're going to have a miserable time. Yeah. Sand is not
sandpaper on your skin.
Yeah. You want a sandpapered clam? Because that's what you're going to get. Yeah. So anyway, the worst part about the beach is the sand. If they could just make it like grass up to the water, I'd be fine with it.
You know what really makes me cringe and bothers me? When dogs start chewing on sand.
Not chewing on it.
Mouthfuls.
Maybe I'm just a fuddy-duddy, but when I see someone bring a dog to the beach and the dog's running in the water and he's jumping around in sand, I'm like, how much of a mess that is going to be?
The blanket.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful day. Thanks, Fido. Really having a lot of fun here. And then imagine that animal in your car. Like, you can't clean it enough.
Rolling around in the sand.
You see a golden retriever at the beach, you're like, that sounds like a nightmare. That just looks horrible.
About that. You're picking sand out of your hair for the next 5 days.
Yeah.
You know? Even after like two, three showers, you're still picking sand up. Imagine a dog.
Yeah.
You're going to have a sandy dog for the rest of your life.
Now, too, with a baby. Like, I have to spend half the time making sure she doesn't eat the sand. Like, just handfuls of sand. It's like, no! Stop eating the sand. All right. Fine. You can be pooping out.
If you want to torture me, that's what you do. Be like, hey, it's a spoonful of sand.
Yeah.
You start chewing on that.
That's what people do, though. They just go to the beach, just rolling around it, knock it off. Let's just put sod down, okay? Sod all the way to the water. How about this?
Oh, that's not. No.
No. Sod. Everyone will have fine. No. Everyone has fine on the grass, all right? Let's cement the whole thing.
Brock wants the AstroTurf of all of Silver Beach.
Look, sand is one of the ingredients of concrete. So if we just concrete it all the way to the beach, it would be fine. All right? You still put your chair down. You know? Anyway. Or a little bit of sand. Like a yard of sand, okay? Just one little section. All right, put a couple sandboxes out there.
It's fine the way it is. Sandboxes are a different story.
Seagull dookie all over the... Get out of here. Come on, now. How about this? A guy in Virginia asked a friend to check his Mega Millions lottery ticket. The friend looked at the numbers and told him he didn't win the $130 million jackpot. What he didn't realize was you still get something for matching 5 out of 6 numbers. Before he threw it out, he checked it again, this time scanning it at a store. Those 5 numbers got him a cool $1 million. No word on if he's planning to give it to his friend. I think his friend was trying to jip him. Like, hey, I'll throw it away for you. Like, don't you think...
That's not a friend.
No.
You check that. I even checked my $2 Keno ticket that I knew that I didn't win. I'm like, you might want to check.
Just double check. Even when I do a scratcher, I'm always worried I'm going to miss something. So I still take it in. And you can see the look on the guy's face. But he's like, no, it's not a winner. Not a winner. Not a winner. Not a winner. Wow. What'd you bring these in for? Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case. $1 million, though.
And
so what's he get out of that? You get $100,000?
Yeah, after taxes, you get $5,000. How stupid is your friend that you wouldn't put two and two? Well, look, I'm no genius here, but you did match. You didn't get the Powerball, but you matched the 5 other numbers. That might be something.
Guess which friend's not getting any of the million?
Yeah. Guess what, John? Yeah. You're not getting anything.
You almost blew it, John.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, double check those scratchers, okay? Anything you got.
Hey, I was on fire the other day.
With what?
I hit like 4 in a row in Keno.
Oh, dude, that's exciting. That's exciting.
I mean, I wish I would have bet more. You always wish you would have bet more.
Well, for sure. You wish you played the extra, yeah. But
you know what I didn't know? So the extra, right? So if you land both on the extra, I think it's worth more, right?
Yeah, that's why they call it the extra.
Well, I thought the extra was just, hey, you get extra chances.
No. You have to...
It's two separate things?
It's two games, basically, yeah.
Well, that sucks. I've been thinking that was... So if I land one number on the regular and one number on the
Doesn't
extra...
Count. Doesn't count.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Why? That's stupid. It's a stupid thing. I've been playing it wrong.
No, what's stupid is the multiplier. All right. If you play the kicker, all right, you're an idiot. All right. That is a waste. I've never
seen it. It's always a times one.
It's always a times one. I think the most I ever saw was like a times five. And I'm like, oh.
And they're doing the tripler now.
Oh, are they?
So, like, they're just giving you triple. Like, it's a random draw. Like, you can't pick anything. But I got a ticket the other day, and, like, she was like, hey, this is worth triple. Good luck.
Yeah. And did you win? No.
Hell no, I didn't win.
It's ridiculous.
That's why they gave me triple.
Yeah, yeah. Because you never win. The kicker's ridiculous. Extra is not bad. But really, your best bang for your buck, just play a regular round, all right? Here you do a four-spot game. That's the best odds on Keno. I'm going to tell you how to do this. Four-spot game. Pick numbers in succession. All right, so like me, the numbers I played, they're in order, okay? And whether you do that diagonal, because that's how the game hits. It hits in...
I don't think you can say anything in guaranteed, Brock, because I think it's still gambling.
No, I got Keno figured out, all right? I got Keno figured out. And then you do, just throw a 20 down, $1 for 20 rounds, and then you're set to go. You're set to go. I got to figure it out, man.
Yeah.
All right?
Do you?
Hey, you were with
me. How much have you won?
You were with me when I won that like $400.
You did win that one time. I'll give it. You won like, what, $340?
No, it was like $430.
Yeah. Damn, really?
Yeah. It's more. And I didn't buy you a drink with it either. I said, no.
You really didn't.
Tab's not on me, suckers. I'm out of here. Get out of here.
You're a real son of a bitch, you know?
Lastly, China has discovered a new potentially deadly virus. They've just discovered a new virus
in China
that's jumped from animals to humans. Sound familiar, folks? I'm having flashbacks. This one could be worse. Taiwan Center for Disease Control is tracking at least 35 people who've come down with it. Don't freak out, but the symptoms are similar to COVID, except the World Health Organization classifies this kind of virus as way deadlier.
Stop. Just what?
I'm tired.
Where is it coming from? They're man-made disease. Are they not?
No. This is one jumped from animals to humans, just like COVID did.
How did it jump from animals to humans, though?
So the big thing is what they're saying is it's these wet markets. And if you don't know what a wet market is, it's a market where they got all these type of animals are alive.
Wrap it up. Sorry. Hey, you guys blew it. Wrap it up. You got to have that construction guy come over there. Shut it down.
We're bringing the bulldozer through. Yeah. So these wet markets, you got all these live animals that you can go to and like, oh, hey, I want that Gila monster over there. And then they kill it right there. So all these animals are living together. It's just a breeding ground for bacteria.
Those street-side markets where the flies are buzzing around everywhere.
Yeah, and you got like chicken coops stacked up on each other and everything. Yeah, so... It's just a breeding ground.
We don't need another one of these. You know what COVID did? How long? Well, two years? 2.5?
Dude, we're still in it, man.
We are still in it, but I mean.
The big haul, yeah.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Told you. At this point, I'm going to keep going north, all right? I'm going to keep just going up.
I think you can outrun it.
Yeah. Eventually, just going to get to the Arctic, and I'm just going to stay there in an igloo. Not around anybody.
Yeah. Well, these wet markets, hey, you need to figure it out. Seriously. That's what it is, and that's where it's coming from.
Well, where am I going to get my bat stir fry, all right? Where am I going to get my lizard pate, okay?
Yeah.
The wet market. So, good news, folks. Another deadlier virus coming our way. All right.
Sweet.
That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.